You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
Definition as to what you need to do. So what are you talking about? Well, there are moments, there are events that stop old things and they begin new things. And when you enter into a time, you have to release the old and you have to embrace the new. And if not, then your timing is off. So what'll happen is something will come into your life and now you're gonna have to switch. Something that gains your attention.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
All right. Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you. Welcome. It's Friday. Thank God Almighty. It is Friday. And I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. It's Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life. And today you are listening to a podcast that we load up at troybrewer.com. And then we happen to air these on Fridays. We do it every Friday.
And well, you could be listening to it on any day.
That's exactly right. You don't have to wait until Friday to hear a really cool podcast. You can actually sign up for it at troybrewer.com. And not only this one, but many others, interesting people, including my good friend who's in here right now. This is Andrew Sabo. He is in here. The marketing chef is with us today.
How are you? Terrific. It's good to be back here with you, Troy.
I think we actually aired you last Friday as well, but this is a different show. We just need to let everybody know that. Like, oh, I've already heard this. Nope, you hadn't heard this one. This is awesome.
This is something completely different.
This is different because you and I have actually, and let's just kind of just talk about this, because what's real is a lot of people don't have next level counsel like I do, and I'm a huge next level counsel guy. And you're one of the next level voices within my life. And
thank you, Troy.
I'm grateful for that.
It's a privilege.
And there's a lot of people out there who own businesses. There's a lot of people out there that are in the business of bringing Jesus to people. And they do tons and tons and tons of different stuff, like me. And they're trying to get focused. And that's one of the reasons why we hired you and brought you in here was, hey, man, help me get focused, because I am all over the map, aren't I?
Yes. To put it in one single word, yes. But God's given you many different skills and gifts, and I don't necessarily look at them as singular items, because I think there's convergence too.
No, there is.
I mean, yes, you're a history buff. You're a great musician. You're a pastor. You're a teacher. You're a prophetic. A lot of different. That you're an author. The
I'm
list
a
goes on.
Man.
And you're a Renaissance
I'm
man. You're an
you.
Abolitionist.
I am an abolitionist.
Okay.
I am. Well, you know,
you're a husband, father. You're a good friend.
You know,
I mean, you're a lot of things.
Here's what I found. Well, thanks, man. But here's what I found. Like, I'm a huge outreach fanatic. I love doing outreaches. You know, we have the Open Door Food Bank. We give away somewhere around 5 million pounds of food a year. And then also, I'm so passionate about that. But I'm also passionate about church building. And here's what I found. Okay, the church building people who hang out with me for church building tend to not like the people that I hang out with my, you know, with the outreach. And the outreach people do not like church builders. And I've had a lot of conflict because I'm so involved in so many different things from small pockets. And so I'm doing all those things. I will continue to do those things. But about this time last year, I brought you in and you can tell everybody what I told you.
Yeah. And the question, instead of looking at these as two different groups, what is it that can unite those two groups? So we went through that strategic process, if you remember.
Yes.
And you know, either way, at the end of the day, it comes back to Jesus.
Yes, it does.
It comes back to Jesus. And there's also an opportunity to kind of cross-pollinate, because what are the outreach people doing? They are demonstrating the heart of Jesus.
That's
and
exactly.
I know that's a very large part of what you do here locally, as well as in many other parts of the world. And then there is you as a teacher, pastor, right? That's the word of God.
Yes.
Okay. Both are important, demonstrating and actually articulating the word of God.
Yes.
And sometimes each group needs the other. So sometimes if all you're doing is coming to church and you're listening to great teaching and never demonstrating the heart of Jesus, you're actually not even really experiencing all that Jesus has to offer.
That's correct.
And the same way, if all I'm doing and I don't say all in a negative sense, but if what you're doing is demonstrating the heart of God and it's not connected to the Word of God,
that's right,
you're missing out on something.
No, you're missing out.
You're missing out on the fullness of Jesus.
Yes. You know, I've got this, because my personality is a big personality, there are a lot of people, you know, that I have served in one particular capacity that thinks, oh, I get it. You know, you're the guy that's this. And then when they find out, oh, I had no idea that you're also this or that. What's real is I'm just like, here's the deal. How do I go from a shotgun approach to reaching the world to a laser beam approach to reaching the world? And it's not that I'm not going to do the shotgun behind, but you know, you actually taught me about the tip. Once you
we can look at shotguns, we can look at laser beams. I'm going to use a different metaphor,
go ahead.
Is an arrow. An arrow needs to hit a target. So we need to know who our target is that we want to reach,
yes,
first of all. So that was an important part of our exercises we did last year strategically. But then you think about an arrow. What is an arrow composed of? There's a tip to the arrow, the shaft, and then the tail of the arrow. So it doesn't negate, an arrow is still an arrow where the shaft is still part of the arrow, but it's not what it leads with. So the key is to get this sequenced out. What is the tip of the arrow? For Troy Brewer, we have to go through a process to figure out what is the tip of the arrow that's the sharpest that will penetrate the target, which is to reach the world for Christ.
That's correct. Okay, so we've actually been going through a process literally for a year.
Yeah.
And unpacking everything that we do, which is, there's just the amount and the quantity of ministry that we do through Open Door Church and through Troy Brewer Ministries is, it's actually, at some point, it can just become noise. If all I ever do is tell everybody, hey, man, we did this, we did that, we did this, we did that, it just becomes noise after a while. And because there's so much of it, I mean, we are so passionate about what it is that we're doing. So you have actually been working with me, and my goodness, what a job you've had to do to try and help me communicate this instead of all of that.
Right. And it's also putting it in the context. So yes, it's exactly. So, okay, this part of what you do is the tip of the arrow. This part is the shaft. This is, and there's convergence too. It's not like they necessarily are dissimilar. At the end of the day, it's about taking the Word of God and demonstrating the Word of God into a fallen world. So what's that tip of the arrow? What is it that, you know, I believe that is the sharpest part of what you do?
Okay. So you know what? We've only got about 30 seconds left. And whenever we come back, you're actually going to reveal that.
Right? I'm going to reveal, yes, the tip of the arrow. What is Troy the sharpest at? And how does everything follow on from that?
Okay. And I'm really looking forward to unpacking that, because this is kind of a recent discovery for me as well. Although it's a thread of every single thing that I do, the thing that we're about to present to everybody is, well, you're gonna find out here in just a minute. My friends, you're listening to Troy Brewer and Andrew Szabo, and we are in the studios here at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. For more information about this church, my friends, you can simply go to opendoorexperience.com, and you're also listening to a podcast that is at troybrewer.com. I'll be right back with you as soon as this is over with.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
I jumped over to A instead of E.
Hey, E.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Man, you sound like you're having a tooth pulled. A, E.
E.
Well, hey, E-A. Guys, listen to you. This is Troy Brewer and Andrew Szabo here, and we're in the studios here at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. I bless you in Jesus' name. We're actually recording a podcast that we air also on the radio on Experiencing Real Life. And so we're saying that it's very important. What is the tip of the spear? What is the tip of the sword? What is the thing that pierces? And out of all the ministry that that I do, which is, okay, I'm a teacher, I'm a pastor, I'm a leader, I'm a daddy, I'm a brother, I write books. I write newspaper columns. I'm a musician. I'm a singer. I am an outreach fanatic. I'm a homeless fanatic. I love preaching in prisons, and I'm a huge missionary guy, and I'm also a conference speaker. Out of all the different kinds of ministry I do, to you, what is the thing that I need to present first?
Well, this also came out of research and talking to people that are part of your tribe and your fans.
Yes.
And what is it that they are most attracted to? What makes, you know, last week we talked about becoming, you know, simply irresistible. What are you most persuasive at?
Yes.
And really it's how the Holy Spirit uses you to unpack truth, to reveal truth in a way that's relevant and refreshing. It's, you know, sometimes we are thinking, just like a computer needs to be rebooted.
Yes.
I know I use a lot of metaphors,
it's
so
okay,
but you know, sometimes our computer needs to be rebooted, and we have our thinking. We talked about, you know, theories. We have theories, and sometimes those theories need to be rebooted. And the way you unpack truth about things that we often take for granted, that we use every day or see every day, numbers.
Yes.
Right? We see numbers every day from every moment in our waking, probably in our dreams too.
Yes.
And there is God's truth is in those numbers. The stars in the sky, you unpack that in a way that is amazing, that we reveal truth of everything. There's a whole story there, and that's the same story as it's in the Bible, because it's the same author. You unpack truth in a battlefield.
Yes.
You unpack truth in your teaching in creative ways. You unpack truth in your singing.
Well, it's
so
fine.
So it's but that truth is not only it's refreshing. You're doing it in a way that's very creative. It's clearly led by the Holy Spirit, but it's also prophetic, and it changes people's. If you change people's thinking, then you're changing also the way they look at the world, and you start changing the way they look at the world through the eyes of Jesus. That will change their actions, which then leads into the other thing. So the tip of the spear is how you unpack the word in a prophetic, revelatory, refreshing manner. And then everything else follows after that.
Okay. I remember whenever – okay, so I absolutely believe that God is speaking through everything around us. I mean, mm-hmm. I totally believe that. I believe that God is speaking through everything around us.
Yes.
And you're like, well, why would you say that? Because Romans 1:20 says that. It sure does. It says that the invisible things of him, even from the creation of the world, even his eternal power and Godhead, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made.
Right.
And then it goes on to say, so that the world is without excuse of hearing the voice of God, because God is screaming through the headlines in the newspaper. He is talking to us through situations and events. And I can remember the first time I ever realized that God was speaking through everything going on around me. I can remember the very first time was my grandfather was sitting on his back porch, and I just got saved. I was 19 years old, and my grandfather, Papa, he used to sit on the back porch and he would smoke his pot. And he was sitting back there, and I was talking to him, and everybody in my family calls me Hoss, all right? And he said, "Hey, Hoss." And I was like, "Yes, sir." And he's like, "Do you see that tree out there?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "That tree is the first one." He said, "That tree is the last tree to lose its leaves, and it's the first tree to gain its leaves every year." He said, "I've been watching that tree for 20 years. It always is the last one to lose its leaves and always the first one to gain its leaves." And then,
very observant.
and then he took a puff and he said, "I think God's trying to tell me something." And I instantly knew what it was. I said, "Papa, the Bible says the last shall be first and the first shall be last." And he goes, "I just got through reading that scripture." And I looked up at that tree and I went, the Lord has been preaching to him a sermon through the timing of the leaves of that tree. And Papa was actually picking up the message. And then God gave me the interpretation of it.
Right.
So since that time, I have been looking at everything going on around me and going, the kingdom of heaven is just like that, which is what Jesus did, and actually point out what God was speaking through that.
And that requires two things. One is for us to be observant.
Yes.
And number two, to be tuned in to then what is it that we're seeing?
Right.
I mean, it's just like, okay, we're on the radio here, I know it's a podcast, or on the radio, right?
Right.
You have to be tuned in to that radio frequency in order to hear it. Because it's the reality, it's being broadcast, but it's you don't necessarily hear this broadcast unless you are tuned in and you've got the volume turned up.
That's correct. So
and I think the part of our, you know, the analogy there is all too often we're not tuned in to what God is saying about it. First of all, we've got to be observant. What is going on here?
Yep.
And ask the question and then tune in for the answer.
The biblical word for that is be ye watchful.
Yes.
Right on. Being watchful.
Yeah.
And it's super important that, listen, if we have a value for his word, we're going to be looking for it.
Yes.
And if we don't have a value for his word, then we just, you know, we just worry about the Kardashians or whatever else it is that the world is plugged into. But if we have a tremendous value for the word of God, you begin to realize that the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is upon the many waters. God Almighty is declaring a word through all of creation.
Through all of creation. I was just going to say that. Yes, through all of creation, which means everything.
Everything.
Because he created everything.
Everything. It literally means everything. He's talking to us through the timing of events. He's talking to us through scenarios. One of the things I like to say all the time, Andrew, is, well, if that was a dream, what would that mean?
Mm-hmm.
If there are certain things that happen and you're like, okay, like yesterday, it was like 4 or 5 days ago, Leanna and I was in a car and there were two cars in front of us and both of them had 111 on their license plates, two of them. And I turned to Leanna, I said, honey, if that was a dream, what would that mean? If I had a dream.
I love that. So you're kind of flipping. Waiting for the dream.
That's exactly
to
right.
give us vision, we're actually looking. Vision, what is vision?
That's right. That's
vision
exactly.
is looking. It's,
exactly
it's being observant.
It's being watchful.
It's being watchful.
That's exactly
vision,
right.
Vision, being watchful.
Andrew, I just have about 10 seconds before the next big break and the next 1 minute break. And whenever we come back, let's unpack God talking through recent scenarios. You want to do that?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. My friends, you're listening to Troy Brewer and Andrew Szabo, and this is Experiencing Real Life.
Are you interested in having more access to Pastor Troy's content? Do you ever wish you could watch his conferences again? Are you someone who loves exclusive content? Well, TroyBrewer.tv is exactly that. At TroyBrewer.tv, you can see all of Pastor Troy's exclusive content, podcasts, conferences, and so much more. Be sure to drop by and see everything TroyBrewer.tv has to offer you.
In here with Andrew Szabo. My name's Troy Brewer. And you just got through listening on our break here. We're talking about TroyBrewer.tv. And you can find out all that information by going to TroyBrewer.com. I encourage you guys to do that.
And what's one of the big bonuses of becoming involved with Troy Brewer TV?
Well, we get to save girls out of sexual trafficking and sexual abuse all over the world. I sent you some pictures of our girls in Nepal yesterday. Did you see that?
Yes, I got that.
So they're actually doing outreaches now.
Yeah. Which is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And they just look so happy and they're just so wonderful. I have a whole team, a whole bunch of friends of mine are actually in India right now, liberating, purchasing, buying 5 human beings. And I just can't tell you how happy that makes me, Andrew.
I think a lot of people don't realize how it really works when somebody that's over 300,000 young girls, young women are literally sold into slavery
every year.
Yeah,
in India.
In India, exactly. And so that means there's a bondage. So when you talk about, I'm not sure if everybody realizes what actually has to happen, is that there is a bond. I mean, literally the word bondage comes from the word bond, right?
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
So we have to buy that bond.
That's a good point.
And free. That's the first step in liberating these girls. So when we say we're purchasing them, so I think it's important to clarify, we're actually purchasing that bond that is over them, that holds them in bondage. And then therefore this is what liberates, which is only the first step.
That is. It is only the first step. You know, people just don't understand that there's more slavery around right now than has ever been in the history of the world.
Yes.
And I tell you, my friend, I just, you know, all of these women and all of these young girls are bond servants. They're slaves because they owe somebody money or because their family owed somebody money. And they never get to, once they become the property of these monsters, they don't ever get to pay that off. But we show up and we actually pay because they can't. It's impossible. Number one, they never have control over their own money ever. And we show up, you know, we just ended up buying somebody. We had to pay $5,000 for that person. And I know that you're very familiar with this story. But then we spent another $5,000 on setting them up for the rest of the year, meaning—
Because they had a child?
Yes. They actually had, she had two kids.
Two children, right.
And so we had to pay for the tuition of her two kids for the whole school year. We had to get them a house. We paid for their rent for the entire year. And then we sent her off to school. Right. To computer programming school.
Because she needs a new profession.
Yeah, exactly right.
The only profession she knows is not.
Yeah, exactly right.
Where
and
she
so,
wants to be.
I mean, we literally housed them, sent them off to school, all of that kind of stuff. And that's what we're doing. We were able to do that with 67 different women last year. And we're off to a great start. First month, we've already
liberated
five. That's it. And we're actually working right now behind the scenes to liberate another 50, which just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
You know, when I start thinking, I'm like, wow. So guys, this is real. This is legit. This is what we're doing. And you can find all that information by going to troybrewer.com.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're actually talking about how God speaks through everyday scenarios and everything in everyday events. And I think one of the things that we have to do, Andrew, is demystify the whole idea of God talking to us. Of course, he's talking to us. He's our Father. He loves us and he loves to talk to us and to have, you know, a lot of times God is speaking profoundly through a very common event. Through a very common thing. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus went around and pointed out everyday scenarios, and then he said there's a profound mysterious word in that everyday. Hey, Ben, do you see that farmer over there? The kingdom of heaven is just like that. Do you see that woman sweeping her house? The kingdom of heaven is just like that. And he gives all of these parables, but he's pointing out how that there is a deep, profound spiritual truth hitting in the everyday common events of our lives. And that to me, well, that's one of the coolest things that I love to do.
Yeah, and that creates fresh revelation. And you're very observant in that, and you unpack it, and you obviously listen. I like what you were saying in the previous segment about looking at it. Okay, the everyday event that just happens or is happening right in front of you right now,
yes.
If that was a dream, what would that mean?
What would it mean?
And taking that. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
How did you get into this mode, and how can we as listeners and as followers of Jesus get into that mode that we are more observant, we are indeed watchful, as it's called about?
Well, number one, I would say this, that whatever language you're willing to speak, God will speak that language to you. And if you're willing to speak 100 languages, God will speak to you through 100 different languages. God is not offended at the ways that we learn, at the ways that we perceive, at wherever we're at in maturity.
That's
he
good.
Understands that. And so if I'm willing to learn the language of numbers, if I know that all the way through the Bible, 1 represents unity, 2 represents a faithful witness, 3 represents perfect completion, and 4 represents creation. And if I continue doing that, suddenly when I look up and I see that there are 2 license plates in front of me that say 111, and I know that 111 is the numerical value of the name Jehovah.
Right.
Okay. And it's a witness. God is screaming at me. Troy, I'm here. Which, by the way, 111 chases me down everywhere I go. It means the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. Perfect unity, complete unity. And it means the presence of God. Okay. Once I began, I was willing to learn that language. God started waking me up. God has spoken to me through a digital clock. Probably more than anything else. Just I look over the clock and I'm like, oh my gosh. Or you know, like I just did a funeral the day before yesterday, and the days of his death and the days of his birth lined up with scriptures that were amazing. Well, once I got into that, I started being willing to learn many languages. Again, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the voice of the Lord upon the many waters. And I began studying type and shadow all the way through the Bible. You know, all the metals, for example, are symbolic of things. Brass represents judgment. Iron represents bondage. Gold represents the divine nature of God. Silver represents redemption. Once I started speaking that language, God started speaking to me through metals. Once I started learning that all of the trees in the Bible represent something different. You know, cedar represents royalty. Oak represents strength. Amen. Mm. Are you with me?
Right,
anyway,
yeah.
I could go on and on.
So you become a linguist. If we're going to hear God, we need to hear the language of God, and God uses all of these things. He uses, as you said, uses everything.
All right. right. So you know what, Andrew? We only have 2 minutes left. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. What happened?
I know. Well, the 30 minutes just goes by so quick.
So I guess the message to everybody is become a good linguist.
That's correct.
Study the numbers. Study the stars. Study the trees. All of these. God can speak to us in so many different ways.
The point is going after the heart of God through those things. That's like being madly in love with the heart of Jesus. You know, King David said this, you know, the key to his success was, he said, I have set the Lord continually before me. So when I'm looking at the constellations, I'm looking for the heart of Jesus behind that because he's the one who created them. I'm not a numerologist. I mean, come on. Dude, my birthday is 12666. I better not be a numerologist. I was born on December the 6th, 1966. So I'm done for if I'm a numerologist. But you know what, man? I'm not a numerologist. There's no power in numbers. There's no power in any of those things. But man, there is profound power in the Word of God. Well, Andrew, that's all the time that we have for today. My friends, you are listening to Experiencing Real Life, and it is my great joy to bring this to you. And I encourage you, if you like this show, listen, you can go and you can listen to this over and over again as a podcast. And simply go to troybrewer.com. Now, troybrewer.com is something like Grand Central Station for all things Troy Brewer Ministries. All my books are there. All my videos are there. Information about troybrewer.tv. How do you invite me to come speak? When's my next conference? Just go there. And then while you're there, you can sign up for my free daily devotional. It has a prophetic word. It has a prophetic directive that is on there. Hey, listen, while you're on the web, be sure and look up The Marketing Chef at themarketingchef.com. My brother Andrew and my friends, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. You know, some people, whenever they're young, they wish they were old. And whenever they're old, they wish they were young. And when they don't have kids, they wish they did. And when they do have kids, they wish they didn't. And whenever their kids are little, they wish they'd grow up and get out of the house. And then when they get out of the house, they wish that their kids were back. Oh my gosh, they live their entire life out of timing. Hello, everybody. My name is Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor here at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. And all through the month of February, my teaching series is called Timelines. Now we're going to be talking about how do we get into perfect sync with God's heart towards us today. I would like to invite you and yours to come out and join us live if you live here locally or online if you live somewhere else in the world by simply going to opendoorexperience.com. We have a 9 o'clock service and we have an 11 o'clock service, and I want to encourage you to be on time for my new series that's called Timelines. It's God's perfect timing for you.